Biblically-centered kids.
Well, hi there, kiddos. It is Monday, and we are excited to have you listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. Today is Monday, February 3rd, 2025. This is Miss Danica.
And Mr. Johnny.
We are continuing our journey of 26 biblical family virtues all the way from A to Z. We will cover 26 biblical virtues this year to learn more about God and how to be Christ-like. This week, we're going to explore the topic of forgiveness. Virtue F says, we forgive frequently, showing grace and mercy to others and ourselves.
Now, I know that that's a little bit of a big sentence with some big words, but don't worry, we're going to break it down together. Let's start with the word forgive. To forgive means letting go of a wrong someone has done to us. It's choosing not to stay angry or hold a grudge. Forgiving doesn't mean that what they did was okay. It just means that we're trusting God to help us move forward with love and peace in our hearts.
Now, let's talk about grace. Grace is giving someone kindness, even if they don't deserve it. Have you ever made a big mistake and someone was kind to you anyway? That's grace. The Bible says, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." And that's found in Ephesians 2:8. God shows us grace every day by forgiving our sins and loving us no matter what.
And then there's mercy. Mercy is when we don't give someone the punishment they deserve. It's like you did something wrong, but instead of being punished, someone showed you compassion. God is full of mercy toward us. In Lamentations 3:22 through 23, it says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Isn't that awesome? God's mercy is fresh and new every single day.
When we forgive others, we are living out the grace and mercy that God shows us. Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:14 through 15, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Forgiveness is something God takes seriously because he knows it sets us free and helps us to love others just like he loves us.
But forgiveness isn't just for others. Did you catch the part of our virtue that says we forgive ourselves? Sometimes we make mistakes and feel really bad about them, but God doesn't want us to stay stuck in our guilt or stuck in our shame. When we ask him for forgiveness, he gives it to us. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." If God forgives us, we can forgive ourselves too.
So, how can we live out this virtue of forgiveness this week? Maybe someone hurt your feelings and you need to choose to forgive them. Or maybe you need to forgive yourself for something you regret. Either way, remember, God is with you, helping you every step of the way. Philippians 4:13 reminds us, "I can do all this through him who gives me strength."
Forgiving frequently doesn't mean it's always easy. But when we show grace and mercy, we are reflecting God's love to the world. So let's be sure to be people who forgive, just like God forgives us. Let's pray. God, thank you for showing us grace and mercy every day. Thank you for forgiving us when we make mistakes and for loving us no matter what. Please help us to forgive others just as you forgive us. When someone hurts us, remind us to let go of anger and to show kindness instead. Teach us to give grace even when it's hard and to show mercy just like you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, that is it for today, friends. I can't wait to talk more about forgiveness with you this week. Don't forget to practice this virtue every day. And when you do, you are living more like Jesus. Remember, let your parents know they can download some fun stuff on biblical virtue from biblicallycentered.com. Until next time!